the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. You may be seated. So I'm going to begin by asking you a question. What do you want to be remembered for? What do you want to be remembered for? It's an interesting question. And we probably ought to think about it or ponder on it more times than we don't, because when we do focus or think about that question, we probably can make some decisions on, listen, if I want to be remembered like this, maybe I need to work on that. Or if I want to be remembered for this, maybe I need to work on that. It's not unusual for any priest or deacon or pastoral care person to hear, when you're planning a funeral, basically, and you're visiting with the family, and you hear things that people are remembered for. Some of them are humorous. Some of them can be loving and kind of, you know, a little funny. Like, wow, he was a great golfer. I know, right? Or, oh, she was the biggest competitor at playing tennis. It was amazing. Or she loved gardening. I remember that. Or he loved his dogs. He loved taking those dogs for walks. But then when they start thinking about it a little bit more seriously, they start naming things that we probably really want to be remembered for. He was a great father. Or she was an incredible mother. Maybe we would say, she was always kind and welcoming to anyone that came to their door. Or maybe he was always truthful and honest. Those are beautiful things that any of us would want to be remembered for. So I started kind of focusing my preaching today on this question of how do we want to be remembered? What do we want to be known for? Because of where we are in the liturgical season. We just finished the season of Lent. We are celebrating today Palm Sunday, and we are entering the holiest week of the year, or as we like to say in the clergy world, Super Bowl week, because it's so full. There's so many things that are taking place. And like I often do, I try to read different books or articles about Lent that might help my own Lenten journey. And I read one recently, and it was about Jesus' ministry and how all of a sudden, after 3 years of miracle after miracle after miracle and all these incredible things that took place, that everything came to a screeching halt, that it was time for him to enter Jerusalem. And Jesus knew very well what was going to take place in Jerusalem. He kept throwing hints over and over and over again. Sometimes his followers didn't really catch it, but he knew what was happening. So in this article that I was reading about Lent and Jesus' ministry, it posed the question, what if Jesus started thinking of that? What do I want to be known for, or what will I be remembered for? I'm not sure if he ever asked that question or not. Even though he might have, he knew full well what was going to be taking place. Did I make enough of an impact in people's lives? Are they going to remember that I raised people from the dead? Are they going to remember that I fed the hungry? Or are they going to remember that the lame were walking and the blind were seeing and the deaf were hearing? Are they going to remember that good news was brought to the poor? Will they remember those things? Or will they remember, like we just heard in this last gospel, me walking into the temple and turning the tables over? And the interesting thing is, he might say, if they don't understand why I'm turning the tables over, they're probably not going to wrap their mind around all of the different miracles. So if Jesus can ask that question of himself, whether he did or not, that's why I posed it at the very beginning. What do you want to be remembered for? Now, you might be thinking, This is a more appropriate question or a more appropriate homily for the beginning of Lent instead of the end of Lent. I mean, after all, isn't Lent given to us 6 weeks? A whole 6 weeks of, you know, getting our lives in order? Well, I don't know about you. My Lent was pretty good. It was pretty good. But do I still have work to do? Yeah. Do you? Can I answer for you? Yeah, most likely. The thing about it is, we've had this great season that the church gives us, it's set aside, but when it's done, we're not done. Paul reminds us that life is an ongoing conversion. So yes, we get 6 weeks during the season of Lent, but to be honest with you, the conversion keeps going in Easter and into ordinary time, and then all of a sudden we're at Advent and Christmas. All of a sudden we're back at Lent, and I'm still working. Maybe that's because we have a lot of work to do. And if I asked someone sitting here today, if we were having a one-on-one conversation, which we kind of sort of are, right? And I said, what do you think you need to work on? The problem is it usually becomes so overwhelming, it's hard for us to deal with it. Oh, man. I've got so much to work on. My list is this long. I don't know how I'm going to get. Let's simplify this. Truly. Let's simplify it. Let's simplify it the way Jesus did when he was asked what the most important commandment to follow was. Do you remember how many commandments the Jews had to follow? 613. So when they asked him this question, they thought they had him trapped. And he said, oh yeah, I can tell you what the most important commandment is. It's to love the Lord your God with your heart, your soul, and your mind. And the second one is like unto it, love your neighbor as yourself. So let's just start there. If our list is too long of what we need to work on so we can be properly remembered, let's just start there and ask ourselves whether we're at the beginning of Lent or the end of Lent or right smack in. Well, you know, I try. Well, then maybe we have some work to do. And if we work on that, then maybe we'll be remembered for that. Second, do we love our neighbor the way we should? Well, if your answer, like mine, is, you know, sometimes I do a really good job of loving my neighbor. Sometimes. Sometimes I don't. And if we don't, then that's something we need to work on. So when we work on it, we get better at it, and then people will remember us for doing that. I'm just going to add a couple of more things for you to think about. Do I forgive the way I should? Or, well, you know, sometimes I hold a grudge. I hate to say that, and maybe you do too. So if you don't offer, or I don't offer, mercy and forgiveness the way we should, that is something for us to work on so we can get better at it, so when people remember us, they'll remember that we were loving and merciful. And the last thing, do we serve our brother and sister the way we should be serving them? Well, same as the first three. If that answer is, well, sometimes I volunteer and I try to help and serve, sometimes I don't do a very good job of that, then that's something we work on so we become better at it, and then we can be remembered for it. Y'all, it is not complicated. However, we make it complicated. It's pretty easy, but we make it difficult. You have heard me speak often about my priest buddies that I travel with in the summer, and we often will talk the week before our preaching. What are you preaching on? Oh, that's a good idea. And we go back and forth, and my buddy Mickey, who lives in Kansas City, said, what are you preaching on? And I said, well, I'm starting with the question, what do you want to be remembered for? He's like, oh, wow, that's interesting. He goes, I'm going to send you what my father wrote, and Mickey found this after his dad died. This is what his father wrote. It's very short. When I reach the end of my days, perhaps in a moment or two from now, I hope to look back on something more meaningful than the pursuit of houses and land and stocks and bonds. I will consider my earthly existence worth the time if I can recall a loving family, a consistent investment in the lives of people, and an earnest attempt to serve the God who made me, nothing else makes much sense. Thank you, Blake Mulvaney. Maybe he was a modern-day prophet. Not much else makes much sense. It's simple. So as your Lent's over, praise the Lord, Holy Week is unfolding in front of you. The holiest week of the year, what Andy loves to say, what makes Holy Week holy? You. And then we'll be in the midst of our Easter celebration with the great Easter feast. But at some point, over the next few days, and maybe over the next few years, ask the question to yourself, what do you want to be remembered for? Practice, practice, practice. Remember, practice makes or perfect enough. Amen.